Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com is brought to you by RBC Royal Bank.
Welcome to episode 9 of the Mind Your Farm Business podcast. I'm Sean Haney with realagriculture.com, and today we're going to focus on interest rates. So why are interest rates important? Well, there's not too many farms in Canada that don't have debt. And if you've got debt, you have repayment. And if you have repayment, unfortunately, there's interest that goes with borrowing that money. So in episode 9 of the Mind Your Farm Business podcast, brought to you by RBC Financial, we're going to focus on how do I manage my way through interest rate fluctuations? Why would I do a sensitivity analysis? How do I do the sensitivity analysis? And most importantly, what are some of the practical tools that I can enable on my farm to make sure that I've lowered my susceptibility to interest rate risk? Now, I know you're probably saying to yourself, why would I really care about interest rates in such a low interest rate environment? And that's exactly where we're going to start with today's guest. Heather Story is in risk management at RBC, and we talked to her from her office in Guelph. Enjoy. Right now we are joined by Heather Story. She is in the risk management department at RBC. How are you doing today, Heather?
I'm great, Sean.
Heather, interest rates. Now, this is kind of a interesting topic from the standpoint of we've been sort of surviving in an environment that involves very, very low interest rates. So we've heard about the 80s and high rates, and that seems like a long time ago, and it kind of is. Why should we even be concerned about interest rates when they're so low?
Well, I think you're completely correct in saying that after a period, really an extended period of very low rates, it's easy to become quite complacent and sort of consider this to be the new norm. Certainly talking to clients, many times they really aren't looking beyond perhaps the rates we've seen for the last 18 or 24 months. But I think that if we do any research at all, or we rely upon history, we do know that today's rate environment isn't going to exist forever. And so as a prudent manager, we want to take a look at how well positioned we are for when that day comes that rates do change. It may not be the rates of the 80s that we hear about at the coffee shop or standing around the tractor chatting with our neighbor, but we are going to have changing rates at some point in the future. And doing some analysis around that and knowing your farm's position, I think, is still a very valuable tool.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned new normal. We hear that phrase a lot when we watch, whether it's CNBC or an ROB TV. People thought that $100 oil was the new normal, or that a par dollar was the new normal. And obviously that's changed in the last 12 months. So why would interest rates be any different?
Exactly. And I mean, I think on the farming front, we've seen it. We've seen that talked about with regards to commodity prices as well. And we're seeing some variability introduced there. And I think based on what you just said, those things all add up to point out that farmers are going to continue to face volatility, whether it's around general economic conditions or more specific to the farm, things like how changing oil prices impact your input costs and the cost of producing your crop. So there is going to continue to be volatility and risk to farmers. And my thinking on it, and I think for a number of farmers, is that the more information you have and the more you manage those risks, the better positioned you are for the future.
Now, I don't know many farmers that don't have debt. And when you have debt, you have to deal with interest rates. So when we look at interest rates, how do we do sort of our exposure evaluation or a sensitivity analysis? How do you go about that practice, sort of evaluating where your farm stands in this regard?
Well, sensitivity analysis, certainly we read about, and it sounds complex and difficult, but I don't think that's the case. And certainly as a producer, you can make a decision how complex you want to make it. But there's certainly some meaningful information to be derived from doing some very simple analysis. What I would recommend for most farmers is to take a look at really what your core debt amount is. So what amount, there's going to be variability with your operating line depending on seasonality and where you're at in your production cycle. to take a look at the average amount of debt that you're generally carrying. And what I would do then is just some simple analysis, taking a look at rate changes. So as simple as saying, if I have $2 million in debt and interest rates were to go up by 1%, that's going to add $20,000 in servicing cost on my debt that I need to absorb in my operation. What I would probably do is take a look at sort of like a modest increase, a medium-term increase, and then one of those larger outlier-type increases. So maybe a 1, 3, and a 5% change. And the other thing I would take a look at, and this is a slightly more difficult but not something everyone can't do, is take a look at what the break-even rate is. So how much could rates go up before I couldn't comfortably make my payments?
And does that sort of analysis surprise you, that maybe you're in better shape than you thought, or, man, I've got to make some changes just in case?
Well, I think that's going to we're going to see that happen on both ends of the spectrum, depending on the individual operation. All clients are going to have very different set of circumstances, and I think it's valuable information regardless of which group you fall into. So for some people, they'll take a look at it and say a 2% rate increase is going to mean about a $40,000 increase based on my debt load. And when I take a look at that, I could continue to service those payments, to continue to make the family living draws that I do out of my farm. And I'm still going to have some surplus left for contingencies that arise, or for down payment on capital replacement, those kinds of things. And they take a look and say, well, that's a very manageable situation. I really feel pretty comfortable with that. For other people, it might be the opposite.
So obviously everybody's farm and situation is different. So you can't provide specific recommendations for all of our listeners, but how do they evaluate fixed versus float rate loans in this sort of situation?
Well, it is going to be very individual based on every client. Essentially, each client has a different financial position, and each client also has a different risk tolerance. I sort of, when I was working directly with clients, what I like to talk to them about was, what's their how can I sleep at night test? So for some folks, you know, they basically need to know that in the worst case scenario, I'm still going to have $1.25 available to make every dollar in payments that I need. And that's what they need to sleep at night and not worry about their debt level. For others, that's a totally different number. So we really would look to a couple of things, which is what the individual producer's risk tolerance is, as well as their financial position. You know, you try to avoid generalities, but generally speaking, the more highly leveraged your farm operation is, the more vulnerable you are to changes in rates.
So if right now we're in a low environment, but let's just say we decided that, okay, if rates doubled in the next 12 months, not likely to happen, but let's just use it as a scenario, and you decide, boy, I'm really going to have some troubles. What are some of the things that you can do to minimize your exposure?
Yeah, well, you can take some steps to protect yourself in that situation. There's a few things you could do. You may look at using a combination of fixed and floating rates so that you do have some of your core debt amount at a fixed maturity, so you've guaranteed a certain fixed rate for a period of time into the future. And what we would probably advise you do in that case is take a look at the maturity dates of that debt and perhaps divide it up. You know, we would call that laddering the risk. So you might have some money which comes due and has to be renewed at current rates 2 years from now and 3 years from now and 4 years from now and 5 years from now, where you're really spreading out your risk of having money come up for renewal at what could be a higher or lower interest rate environment. So you're really spreading out your risk that way. You may also really want to have a disciplined strategy around hedging rates as well. And that can be a more complex product that can do that. And that's something that producers should explore with their financial advisor. But certainly it's not unlike marketing crops in that if you have a disciplined program to it, you may not always sell at the top of the market or lock your rate in at the lowest part in the market, but you can manage that risk and hedge your position.
Now, you could go to any coffee shop across Canada and this morning, and there's a lot of discussions about interest rates. You know, is the Fed lowering? Is it raising? What is going to happen and the impact on the dollar and my farm and all these kinds of things? You talk to a lot of people about risk management and interest rates. Is there sort of a misconception that is common out there from when you talk to farmers about interest rates and risk management?
I think probably one of the most common things is the producer taking the stance that they are fully vulnerable to changes in the marketplace in terms of interest rate. And what we find our best producers will do is they will take a very proactive stance in managing their interest rate risk. And I think that's probably the most common thing we're going to run across is people who are more reactive to interest rate changes versus being proactive with it. And there's certainly some things you can do along the way to make sure you're in a better position, even with a good hedging program around the interest rates or where you're diversifying the maturities to spread the risk out. Farmers still will be vulnerable if there's a long-term interest rate increase that persists for a period of time. But there's still ways to protect yourself in that environment. And that really comes down to how you've structured your balance sheet on the farm as well. So you can, by having an appropriate balance sheet structure where you have some liquidity built in there. Liquidity is your friend because it will help bridge periods of time if there is a shortfall or while you adapt to higher interest rates. And the other thing producers can do is keep some flexibility in their balance sheet so that if we do come into a period of very high rates, and they can reduce their overall debt payment load by restructuring their debt, extending amortizations. There's still flexibility in there. So really flexibility and liquidity are the best tools.
Heather, thanks a lot for joining us today. It's been great talking about interest rates, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again in the future.
Great. Thanks very much.
Interest rate risk and management is something that does feel a little bit like it's not a risk anymore because of the fact that we're in such a low interest rate environment. As Heather Story mentions, this isn't always the case. Even though interest rates are low, that doesn't mean they're going to be low forever, just like oil wasn't going to be 100 or corn wasn't going to be 7. So as you work through that financial plan on your farm, make sure that you include interest rate sensitivity analysis in that plan. What fluctuation in rates is your farm able to handle? I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Mind Your Farm Business. A very special thank you to Heather Story from RBC for joining us, and we'll talk to you in episode 10. See you then.